This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Oh, and welcome along to today's final score reaction live here on the Blood Red channel. We're live on YouTube and on Facebook. I'm Matt Addison, your host for today. Do get some comments into the chat. We'll try and react to those over the course of the next 15 minutes or so. We're just going to have a bit of a chat, really, about the game. Obviously, about Manchester City as well. I think that's the big one this week. But a big win for Liverpool as well against Sparta Prague. You'd imagine that that probably means that the tie has been put to bed. Obviously, Liverpool play a week today again. Sparta in the second leg at Anfield, but five goals from the Reds today. Probably a little bit fortunate, I would say, that they didn't concede one or two more as well. I thought Keller in particular was very good. Joe Gomez was good in the first half when he was on. A couple of other impressive performers as well, but Liverpool still a little bit open and obviously with a couple of bits to work on ahead of the weekend. I'm sure it'll be a similar-ish team. It's not like Jurgen Klopp has loads of options, but I think we'll come on to that a little bit later on as well in terms of the I suppose starting 11 hints, if you like, for Sunday's game against Manchester City from what we've seen today. Obviously, the Ibrahima Konate injury is not ideal as well. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on. But certainly, I think for Liverpool, it was an important win to get such a margin of victory. I think does put the tie to bed. I'd be very surprised if Sparta Prague thought anything differently as well. So that's not being particularly disrespectful to them. I think the main thing really is that Liverpool won well. It means that they can make a couple of changes next week because, of course, Manchester City on Sunday. But a week after that is Manchester United as well in the FA Cup. So another big week for Liverpool. And it will, of course, give them a bit of an opportunity to rotate. You'd imagine Bobby Clark, who I thought was excellent tonight, maybe he gets the start at Anfield next week. Someone like Gerald Kwanzaa, I'm sure, would have started either way. So that's obviously a big benefit for him, that there's a little bit less pressure on that. Maybe one or two other youngsters as well. We've seen, obviously, Jadon Dams, Lewis Kumas, various others. It might give an opportunity to them, maybe more so off the bench than from the start next week. But yeah, certainly a very impressive performance from Liverpool. And I think for me, probably the best two or three players on the pitch today. I've mentioned Kelleher already, but at the other end of the pitch, Alexis McAllister, Luis Diaz, both on the score sheet, Darwin Nunez, a couple of goals from him as well. I mean, the finishes that he's come up with recently, you think of that header, a deft header against Nottingham Forest set up by McAllister, and then a couple of really brilliant goals. The volley in particular from him, maybe the first one that he scored from distance, looked a bit more spectacular. Maybe the goalkeeper could have done a little bit better with that, but certainly that second one was a really excellent finish from him. It looks like he's back in form and refreshed after that little bit of an injury that he had in a couple of games ago. It looks like he's back on track now, which is, you know, a real positive for Liverpool. I think he's going to have to continue that good goal scoring form at the weekend. If Liverpool are going to have a chance against Manchester City, they're going to have to, you know, take those chances. Mohamed Salah will help with that, of course, as well. But Darwin Nunez, I think, is a real big benefit for Liverpool heading into that match when you consider the form that he's in at the moment. But yeah, I can see a couple of comments coming in. Do keep those going into the chat. I'll try and get to as many of those as I can over the course of the next few minutes. And obviously, the big talking point, really, apart from the win, is the Konate injury. I think that is a big concern, isn't it, for Liverpool? I think that's fair to say, as one or two of the comments have said there. I think, you know, Kwanzaa, I think Joe Gomez probably for the weekend will be the one that comes in if Konate's injury is serious enough, which it certainly looked like. It looked like a muscle injury when he was sprinting back to try and fill the gap at the back. It seems realistic that he might be out for a few weeks potentially now. I'm sure Jurgen Klopp will give an update on the situation in his press conference. If not tonight, then, you know, hopefully around that Manchester City game we'll get a little bit more of an idea, really, in terms of the extent of that. But yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it, that one? I think the fact that he played more than a half was a bit of a surprise. I think we saw last midweek he played a half and then Van Dijk came on at half time. You just wonder if Jurgen Klopp thinks that maybe that would have been the best idea now. And you know, I'm sure the medical team and the sports science and all the rest of it behind the scenes at Liverpool will have worked out what the optimal sort of minutes for each player would have looked like. And there's obviously certain windows in which you can make substitutions. And there's lots and lots of things to think about. But it is frustrating that Konate has got injured. But not just that, but it comes just a couple of minutes after half-time. It's obviously now a serious doubt for that Manchester City game. But I think I'd go with potentially Joe Gomez, really, for you know, the game against City, it means that Connor Bradley would play at right back, which may well have been the case regardless in terms of that. But it's a worry in terms of Liverpool don't have loads of options and loads of depth at the back. But at the same time, I think possibly, you know, Joe Gomez and Virgil van Dijk. Joe Gomez played actually at Anfield in the game that Liverpool won last season against Manchester City. So maybe, you know, Liverpool can get through that and be all right. But it is a bit of a blow, isn't it, in terms of Canate. We know that he is a little bit injury prone at certain points in his Liverpool career. He has picked up these problems, and I think that's why you've just got to be so careful with him. And maybe Liverpool have taken a little bit of a risk. I think most people probably, you know, half and half, whether that was the first or the second half didn't particularly matter, but it would have made sense to do that. Liverpool haven't done that, but yeah, there's not a great deal that Liverpool can do about it now. And sometimes, you know, these injuries do happen. It is frustrating that it's happened just after half time, but it could quite easily have happened during a training session on Saturday ahead of the game. It could have happened at any point, really, and it has happened in the past. So I don't think there's necessarily any blame attached or anything like that, but I think definitely that is, you know, a big talking point from tonight and one going into the weekend that Liverpool fans will be a little bit concerned about. But talking a little bit more about the positives then, we'll move away from another injury issue for Liverpool. A couple of injury returns, Dominic Szoboszlai and Mohamed Salah both back for Liverpool, and both looked sharp, I thought. Both got onto the score sheet, but obviously the first one that went in from Salah was a marginal offside. It didn't look like offside even on the replay, but I think we'll have to trust that those lines were drawn properly by the VAR official. But yeah, both of them looking really, really good. And I think I have to say I would put them both straight into that starting 11 for the weekend. I think we've seen enough from Szoboszlai. I think he comes on, doesn't he, at the same time as Van Dijk does. So that basically is almost a half of a football from him where he looked pretty sharp. Obviously, Manchester City are going to pose a lot more of a problem than what Sparta did tonight. But I think I've seen enough to suggest that he looks fit enough and sharp enough to be able to go into the weekend's game. And Mohamed Salah as well, I mean, he's always one that it doesn't take too long really for him to come back into full sharpness and full fitness. It seems like whenever he does get dropped in, he tends to get back to that optimal level pretty quickly. So I think both of those will be in my team for the weekend. I think they've both shown enough there today. The fact that they got onto the pitch, they've been in training for a little while. I think Jurgen Klopp said just before the game when he was speaking to TNT Sports, he said basically that Szoboszlai was a little bit ahead of Salah. We've obviously seen a little bit more of him on the pitch tonight. So I suspect that both of those will start at the weekend, and that would be the right thing. I think that would be the right move for Liverpool to go and put those two in. And obviously, losing one player through injury in Canate, they've kind of gained two. It is a bit like that for Liverpool at the moment, isn't it? We've seen for a number of weeks now, really, where one player has come back, another one has gone out. It's a little bit of a difficult situation, but it's one that Liverpool can manage. And, you know, the net impact hopefully is a positive one from tonight in terms of those players who are coming back.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo. The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
I think between all of those things, that there were positives certainly to take for Liverpool. The big positive, of course, is the fact that they've won by so many goals. It puts it to bed, as we said at the start of this, really, for Liverpool going into next week. You've got to fancy them to, you know, put together a decent performance against City and United now, particularly either side of next week's game. So it's one of those, really, where you can take a look at that in a couple of different ways. But I think Liverpool, generally speaking, will be pretty happy with what has happened tonight in terms of the overall picture. In terms of the team tonight and what it means for Sunday, I think probably a few people would have been a little bit surprised in terms of how strong Jurgen Klopp went, generally speaking, not just at the back where they've got that new injury, but, you know, all the way across the team, going with a front three of Gakpo, Nunes and Diaz, for example. I think maybe one or two people maybe could have thrown in one of the kids. Obviously, you know, Jadon Dans with a concussion, that makes it a little bit more difficult for them with, you know, having one fewer option that's shown that he's sort of capable of stepping up. And I think we saw with the atmosphere and the intensity, it would have been a big ask for them to do that. So it makes more sense, I think, for Liverpool to have gone strong, got themselves a bit of a lead, and maybe they can do that in the second leg instead. But yeah, it's one of those where I think it's paid off for Liverpool in some respects and less so in others. But just sort of looking ahead then to Sunday in terms of the team selection, I think that there's certain players that you'd expect to be in there. I mentioned Szoboszlai. Obviously, Mohamed Salah, you'd expect to be in there. There was that moment where it looked like Kelleher might have got a little bit of an injury, but he managed to get up and recover from that and play the rest of the game without any problem, really. So, obviously, he'll be in goal. A couple of decisions, really, across the pitch. The midfield is one. Is if it is Szoboszlai, you know, who else would it be alongside him? Alexis McAllister was excellent. Maybe it's maybe an Endo, McAllister and Szoboszlai midfield at the weekend. I think that's probably a little bit harsh on Harvey Elliott, but perhaps he could go back to that role that we've seen him in earlier in the season, coming off the bench. Maybe it's one of those where he has to go back and do that. He has played a lot of football recently as well, so I think that possibly could make a little bit of sense. So, there's one or two decisions to be made. I think it was interesting that Andy Robertson played and not Kostas Tsimikas tonight. I don't know whether that's maybe a little bit of a lack of sharpness or fitness from Tsimikas's part. I think he's, you know, he's been on the bench a couple of times now since he came back from injury, but it was interesting that we didn't see him tonight. And obviously Liverpool just have to ask Andy Robertson to go again, really, particularly when you think that Joe Gomez now might be needed at centre-back. I think there was possibly an argument that you might have played Gomez against City even at left-back, but I think that's probably, you know, out of the equation now because of him being needed elsewhere. So I think we have seen a few interesting hints for the City game at the weekend. Obviously, the centre-back decision becomes a little bit more complicated, but like I say, I think I'd go with Gomez and the rest of the team starting to fall into place. I think we've seen, you know, some good minutes for a couple of players there. Salah, the fact that he's come through, I know he's played a little bit and then been out in the past in a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember which game it was now, but he came back a little bit too early. I don't think there's really too much of a worry with either of the players that have come back tonight. They look sharp, they look ready. I think they will definitely come back into the team for the weekend. So I think that kind of sums it up, really, doesn't it? Some good things and some bad things from Liverpool tonight. There's certain moments where they've looked very, very good in attack. They've obviously got the benefit of having Salah in particular, I think is the one that City will have been looking at and wondering, you know, would he be back in time? Would he even maybe have to start on the bench at the weekend? That would have been a big boost for them. Instead, it's a big boost for Liverpool. So I think there's definitely cause for optimism. I can see in the chat I'm being asked for my prediction for Sunday. I think it's probably one where a draw wouldn't be the worst thing for both teams, but you know, a win would be absolutely massive for Liverpool with home advantage, with Salah back, with Nunes in the form that he's in, you know, Alexis McAllister there playing as well as what he's done over the last few weeks. Look, City are going to be a challenge for Liverpool. I don't think if it was a draw and it was a bit of a cagey match, that would massively surprise me. But if anybody is going to have that edge and be able to win at Anfield, I think it is Liverpool. It's going to be, you know, a raucous atmosphere. It's going to be really intense. I think it'll be really interesting to see how both teams set up. I think Guardiola certainly would take a draw. When you look at City's record away at Liverpool, it's not particularly great. To be honest, I wonder whether, you know, Liverpool would potentially take a draw as well. Obviously, both teams will go into it to try and win. But I do wonder, you know, for let's say it's one all or it's two each on 60, maybe both of those teams would sort of look at that and think it's not a bad position to be in. It would be, what, 10 games or so left to go after that. There'd only be a point between them, as there is now, if the game at the weekend was to be drawn. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but it would be massive if Liverpool could find a way to win. So, yeah, I'm back in Liverpool. I think they can be confident. They should be confident going into it. The fact that Salah is back is huge. Szoboszlai could make a big difference. The power of Anfield, the atmosphere, the crowd, the occasion that it's going to be. I think it's going to be, you know, a really exciting game. I would I'd probably just about take a draw, but I think definitely Liverpool can go there and win. But that is for Sunday. For now, we've sort of gone through all of the positives and negatives, really, of tonight's game. A big 5-1 victory for Liverpool against Sparta Prague. I think I'll start to wrap it up there. I've seen a question there about, will there be a podcast before the weekend? Yes, there will be a Blood Red podcast coming your way. There'll be plenty more content around Blood Red, The Echo and Liverpool.com as well, whether that's from tonight's game. You can go and check out our player ratings and all of the analysis from tonight. And of course, now, as soon as tonight's game is out of the way, we've already all, I think, subconsciously or otherwise, started to look ahead to that huge game on Sunday. So yeah, plenty of stuff to look forward to between now and the weekend's game. We'll have all of the coverage as well from Anfield on Sunday. So do make sure to continue to check everything out. But yeah, thank you very much for listening and watching along tonight. Everyone for their comments as well. You'll be able to do the exact same thing at the weekend as well. I think Theo Squires will be with you at the full-time whistle on Sunday as well. So do come back and check out this stuff again. And yeah, I think that will just about do us for now. Thank you very much for watching and for listening. And I'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.